You got the Jimmy and Ash show, guys. Thanks so much for being a part of it. And Jim, of course, we've already spoken about on the show for quite a few times. The world has been rocked with the news of the passing of the Queen over the last 24 hours. The longest ruling female sovereign monarch, 70 years, 214 days. A phenomenal reign for Queen Elizabeth II. So what we thought we'd do is reach out to a friend of ours, Jim, who we've had on the show quite a few times in the past when we used to do breakfast in Hobart. We used to do Hobart radio earlier this year. We've only just started this. And he's helped us do a range of weird and wonderful things when it comes to the royals. Some of the things in the past that he's helped us do. He wrote a letter to Harry and Meghan for them to have a honeymoon here in Australia. He smuggled personalised Prince Charles, King Charles III, smugglers into the palace for us. He did that for us. He helped us get in contact and track down Prince Edward. He's also given us exclusive royal merch, which I don't know if he was allowed to do.
I just realised that we have now smuggled in budgie smugglers to the king. That's
we
wild.
Have, absolutely.
There's something to tell the kids. There's 100%. Something to tell the kids.
So we thought we'd get him on and he could shed some light on Queen Elizabeth II, who we met many times, and what might be happening in the palace right now. Please welcome our royal correspondent. He is the former mayor of the Royal Borough of Windsor and friend of the royal family. Can only be Andrew Jenner. AJ, welcome.
Thanks, that's nice, Jimmy. Thank you for inviting me.
Mate, thank you so much for coming on the show. We haven't had you on in a while. How you been, AJ?
Not too bad. In fact, I just got back from England about 4 days ago.
Oh wow. Literally. Yes.
Well, when you were over there, Andrew, was there any news of this potentially happening or the Queen's ill health? No?
I think everybody knew it was coming. It was just not when, obviously. But no. Obviously, it was a bit of a... Because she was only just swearing in the new Prime Minister and then the next day it was sad news. So, yes. But, I mean, what, 96? Pretty good innings.
Yeah. Andrew, can I get you actually just to start to explain sort of what your role was and what a mayor of the Royal Borough is for those, I guess, listening to the show here in Australia who have no idea what that means?
Absolutely. As the mayor of Windsor, like it's mayor of the castle as well and for the Queen, I was deputy mayor for 2011-12, mayor 13-14 and past mayor 15-16. That's a huge borough. We have about 1,200 engagements per year, which is seven a day. And a lot of those, because it's the only borough where the Queen lives, are all royal engagements. So it's probably pretty prestigious mayorhood. So we're invited to every royal function. So I've been lucky enough to go to Buckingham Palace, Kensington Palace, Windsor Castle, state visits. I've met the King and Queen of Jordan, presidents with the Queen. So, yeah, I mean, look, I come from a working class, born in a council house estate. So, look, it was an absolute dream for me. It's great. Met people I'd never, ever meet in my life. And the only thing I can, you know, the thing that shines to me through the Queen, because I've met her probably over 20 times, I'm pretty fortunate, was Her Majesty was so amazing. She had the ability to put you at total ease because you didn't feel that, you know, as I said, I come from a council house. You know, I was sort of, way out of my depth. She had this ability to just make you feel at ease and that you were the most important person in the room. And that's great because once that happened, the ice was broke with you and you could chat just normally as opposed to freezing up and feeling like a fool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, AJ, when you go into these events and functions and stuff and you're surrounded by the Queen and the rest of the nobility as well, like, do you get any prep before you go in? Like, is there a manual that you're supposed to read before you meet the Queen for the first time? Or are you figuring this out as you go?
Well, a bit of both, really. I do have a team, or did have a team, that would give me the protocols, but they didn't always... I had lunch with the Queen... I didn't realise, and the rest of the royal family, that every course you either turn to the left or the right. So I'm chatting to this person on my left, and I've got this other guy talking to me on the right. I'm thinking, man, I don't want to talk to you. This person's far more interesting. I didn't realise, no one had told me, that you turn left and right. So that was pretty, you know, embarrassing. And, of course, had a great one of the corgis when on one of my visits to the private quarters fell in love with my leg. So, you know, there were things like that. But, yes, I mean, I had great times. Other times I was scared to death because, yeah, there were, you know, presidents and rich and famous people there and there was little old me from a council house. So, yeah, it's pretty good. But it was absolutely – but she had, as I said, she had the ability. She'd come over. She even asked me if I wanted a cup of tea once. Not that she was going to make it. but that's what she was like. And I don't think there's – going to be anyone ever as special as her personally.
Can I ask you, AJ, because you were lucky enough to spend time with her in you know these formal settings, but also you know sort of casually as well. Was there a different side of her, I guess, that the public didn't get to see, where she you know loved to laugh and you know let her guard down a little bit?
Oh, in the private quarters, yes, very much so. Not that I saw her a lot in them, only once or twice, but yes, she relaxed far more. And yeah, the dogs were running around, kids were, yeah, it was just like, but of course you had far more important people walking around with you. So yeah, very much so. But, you know, but once again, she had that ability on both sides to still make you feel like, yeah, come into the house.
AJ, you know? we know how phenomenal she is. I mean, all these stories of her yeah. coming out, 70 years on the throne, she took it over at 25 years old, remarkable. This adoration for the Queen, for Elizabeth, I mean, what is this driven by? Like, there are people that are all around Buckingham Palace at the moment. There are people all around the world. They're in tears.
Day just standing outside
devastated.
The palace.
How did she manage to do this, AJ?
I don't know, in the sense of I can only, my own experience. She was just such a role model for the monarchy. And, you know, I'm hoping now it carries on because her whole role in her life was, you know, to rule and to be the monarchy and lead by example. And that's what she was best at. I mean, she took the role so, so seriously. And look, I was doing 7 functions a day. And after a couple of years, I was knackered. She does it for the whole of her life. You know, I don't know how she does it, honestly. You know, it's just one after the other. And you're on display all the time. And that takes such a certain discipline, you know. And she was great at that. And I think people knew that, you know, everyone who met her, not just me, everybody met her felt that about her, that she put you at ease. Don't get me wrong, I've been with other royals that don't put you at ease and prefer you to stand on ceremony. And so, yeah, she. I think that's the main reason. She was approachable. She was loved. And she did the job that the people expected her to do.
Can I ask you, AJ... Like, we're never going to see this again. I think that's, you know, I mean, no. You know, for us here in Australia, we're not as close as you were there. But, you know, for her to become, you know, queen at 25 and then reign for 70, like this, that will never happen again, will it?
I wouldn't imagine so. No, because I think the world's changing. And to be honest, although, look, I love the monarchy, I really do believe if we're going to have a change, you know, now's the time. If countries wish to become republics, you know, I think it should be put to the population, not the politicians. You know, I think a lot of people would agree that the royal family on the where they get funds needs to be slimmed down slightly. We've got a few hangers on that really need to be given the elbow.
Yeah.
And I think that will hopefully, you know, happen because, without the Queen there now with Charles taking over, it's the perfect time to do it.
Yeah. Do you think, AJ, I guess that hasn't happened because, I mean, people have loved the Queen, like these conversations Absolutely. Haven't happened?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, I think, you know, new management, yeah. Nice new brush. Yeah, I mean, that's my opinion. It's only my opinion. I still want the monarchy, but I just think it needs to be brought into the 21st century.
Amazing.
And, you know, and that's me. And I think, you know, any country that doesn't want the Queen as their head of state, well, then put it to the public. Okay. And if that's the group, then fine. You know, there's no problems.
AJ, as always, mate, it's an absolute treat having you on the show. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Former mayor of the Royal Borough of Windsor, Andrew Jenner, we appreciate it, mate. And also another massive thank you as well, because, Jim, I didn't even think of that. A few years ago, we asked AJ to smuggle in some budgie smugglers to, at the time, Prince Charles. It's now the King. Who has our budgie smugglers. So, AJ, another massive thank you for that.
We might wear them at the coronation.